I'm just going to say that ministry is quite often being open to the doors that are being opened for you, the things that may not be what you would call, unquote, call ministry, but that God's leading you into, that meets whatever talents, whatnot that you have, and what he's placed in your heart. As a man is ex-Pentecostal for 38 years, we went the route the man said you're supposed to go, did the Bible college, and got the ordination, did all the praying, the hollering, the rolling on the floor, casting out demons, speaking in tongues, little 9 yards, and being constantly rejected, not respected as a minister, at least my way I thought I should have been, to finally burning out with that in 202. I started going to the Episcopal Church. At that point, it was a place where I could go where it was nice and quiet. Nobody required anything of me. It gave me my chance to begin to heal, to then go through the doors that started opening at that point, and simply being open to God's opening his word to me and interpret it to where I'm at now. Have just offered the book, run a chat room, I have several organizations that do, in fact, respect me as a man of God, including this one here. But it's being open to God's leading and allowing God to minister. And maybe the doors that are being closed or are being closed for a reason, and the doors that I would not expect to open, because I can definitely guarantee 40 years ago, I would never expect to be a Catholic monk as I am currently. I wouldn't even have been in my wildest dreams. Mm. When I quit trying to do ministry as I thought it should be done, and simply allow God to do it, is when I found true ministry. And that is my testimony.
Amen.
Good.